Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Now We're Talking Baby.
Good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Thank
Good
you.
Energy.
Thank you. We're fresh off the plane from Dubai.
We are. Nice and sun-kissed.
We are, if you can't tell.
And we're in our pyjamas, so anyone that's listening, you won't know, but we're sat here in our pyjamas. I'm in my Jeddah dressing gown. Emma's in a lovely matching two-piece...
Maternity
PJs.
I've worn white to compliment my tan.
It looks good.
Thank you.
And the reason why is because we've got a sleep coach on today. So the episode today is about sleep.
Yeah. And and we just love being in our pyjamas. So, you know, we thought it was perfect combination.
Yeah, this Jeddah dressing gown has got... I've had this for ages.
I love that dressing gown. I love the way it smells.
Like, I've had this since I was 18. So I've had this for... Wow, I've had this for 11 years. My brother bought me it because he had one too and I wanted to be like him.
Oh, that's so cute that you brought my brother it.
Yeah, but I couldn't find the actual original ones they sell. They don't sell them anymore, so I had to buy your brother a similar replica. But like these ones are so good. The hood, the way the arms, like you can put your arms together like that, like a proper Jedi. God, fucking love it. Boom, boom,
boom, boom. Mommy, don't be crazy.
Daddy, don't be lazy.
Oh, I'll turn upside down cause...
Now we're talking, baby.
Now we're talking, baby.
So, we've just come back from holiday.
We have.
We've had a night. It technically was baby moon, yeah?
Well...
Maybe.
Maybe baby.
Maybe baby.
Maybe baby, baby moon.
We might do a little summon.
Yeah, we might do another thing. But this was mainly... I booked it for my birthday, actually, not the baby moon.
Glamping wasn't enough for you?
Unfortunately not, no. I didn't quite cut the mustard.
Yeah.
So yeah, I booked it for my birthday and I treated us to first class, didn't I?
Treated us to first class, yeah. Because I couldn't fathom just the amount of money it is to do it, so.
But you know what? Like I said, my birthday, big one, I wanted to treat myself. And it was just sort of kind of a bit like, oh, this is it. And then I told Cam this whole time, I was like, oh my God, there's going to be a shower.
I bought my boxers.
Cam bought his little boxers.
Little boxers. Size large, love. They're not little
You're
boxers.
You're medium
at best. I'm a large.
Prove it.
Oh, I can't bother right now. I'm a large.
Say medium.
Your mum buys me medium for Christmas. They don't fit me. So I'm large. She had to return them last year.
Oh, my big boy.
Yeah, I'm fucking big. I'm endowed.
We got shown around and I was just a bit like, is this it? Like, it was kind of standard, like it's similar to business actually. And the toilet was the same size.
It had a flower in there.
Did have a flower.
It was a nice touch.
It was the exact same size as any other toilet I've seen on an airplane. There was no shower and the food was shite.
You didn't have any?
Because it was shite.
No, it wasn't. I had dinner. It was good. I had caviar.
You were drunk.
I was quite drunk. The woman kept pouring me Dom Perignon and I was like, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And then I had caviar and the guy was like, oh, do you know what goes really good with caviar? And I was like, what? He's like, a shot of vodka. And I was like, yes.
I know.
Like, a shot of vodka.
You were so crazy. You were wild.
I didn't know if you're allowed to do this. Well, you can do whatever you want, I suppose. It was really hot in there. And obviously they give you your pyjamas. Mm. I slept topless. Yeah.
Not sure if that's allowed.
I don't know if it is allowed, but I did it. I took my top off and I was under my quilt with my top, with my torso out, and no one knew about it. Ooh. So that for me was the highlight. The highlight of first class was sleeping. Having my top off on a plane. Never done that before.
Fair play.
Yeah. Mm. What was your highlight of it?
Landing.
Oh, you're miserable. You know what you are? Miserable. To be fair, you did pay for it. If I paid for it, I'd be livid.
Yeah, exactly. I'd enjoyed it if it was free as
well. Who said from the get-go, maybe don't do it? Me. So I don't want to turn around and say, I told you so, but I fucking told you so. Everyone told you not to do it. My dad was like, wouldn't do it. And you went, no, it's my birthday. And you
like
went
that.
And did it. And here you are complaining about it.
Yeah, well, there we go. That's that. Lesson learned.
Yeah. But Dubai was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were there for the storm.
We were there for the world-breaking storm.
The most rain I think they've actually ever had, or ever. In like 72 years.
Yeah.
We didn't really experience it. We were just in our hotel room. We actually enjoyed it. It started raining. We're like, should we just stay in bed all day and watch Netflix? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, ordered room service.
That was a fun day.
It was perfect for us.
I was like home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed that day.
Yeah. But it is just our luck that we go to one of the hottest countries ever and it storms. That is literally our luck.
Yeah, we carry storms.
Stormed for my birthday. Stormed for your birthday, Marbella.
Retrograde. Yeah. It was fun though. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the chill. It was nice to get a tan. It was nice. We didn't really go out much. Like, we just...
We didn't leave the hotel.
We left the hotel twice. Went to the buffet every night. Because I think, right, people shit all over buffets and I've had enough of it because I don't know why buffets get a bad rep. It's because just because your food is sat already there and you have to go get it, you hate it. Nah, buffets are great, convenient. We're in and out of the buffet 15 minutes.
We are.
Literally.
We've perfected it.
It is like, we get there, I don't even sit down and let them do anything. I just put my phone down. I'm like, right, this is our table now. Go up, get food. I then eat mine very quickly, stare at Em until she finished the last mouthful. And I'm like, right, let's go.
Oh my, that does annoy me. He literally will stare at me until I finish. And as soon as I put that last mouthful in my mouth, I haven't even swallowed it yet. And he's like, right, come on, let's go.
It's a military operation.
I know, that's how I feel.
People that get starters in
there. No wonder I get indigestion. Oh, it's just like a hurry the fuck up kind of stare. I can't really replicate it. It's just kind of like a...
It's because I'm done.
Yeah.
I think we ate quite healthy at the buffet, though. I had 6 eggs most mornings for breakfast.
I had pudding every breakfast, lunch,
I ate healthy.
Dinner. Yeah, I know you did.
I did Eddie Abu proud and I had 6 boiled eggs in the morning.
Pretty much every morning, yeah, 6 boiled eggs. Oh, actually, yeah, Dubai, I discovered I have a craving. I know, guys, crazy.
Oh, no.
I know. And actually, I'm dying to do it now as well. Like, it's really quite bad, actually.
Yeah, but it's also mixed in with something you used to do when you were a child.
I know. So it's just like brought back all this nostalgia.
So I'll tell it from my point of view because it sounds weirder. I walk into the bathroom.
Oh, God, my mouth's watering.
Em's sucking a dry flannel.
It's not dry, it's wet.
Okay, sorry. She's sucking a wet flannel
and
going like this in the mirror, looking at herself, going, nom. You are. And I go, what the fuck are you doing? She's like, it tastes so nice. I was like,
oh,
what, like, tastes nice?
No, let me just put some context behind
this. Oh, please do. Yeah, that'll make it sound much more normal.
A freshly washed flannel. Oh, my God. Soaking and just biting on it. Oh, my God. Honestly, I need to do it right now. I actually feel like doing it to this pillow right now.
Don't do it. What the fuck?
But that's my craving, guys. So.
She literally says to me, she's like, oh, we need to ask them what laundry detergent they use. I was like, I'm not asking that. Excuse me, what laundry detergent you use? Because my girlfriend loves to suck your flannels.
It's true, honestly. And I did say, since being back, I need to buy some flannels because I need to do it at home. Just need to sit there and suck them. Mm. So we had a lot of speculation on our recent reel, didn't we?
Yep, we did.
Us and that beautiful sunset. Me dressed all beautiful. You dressed all beautiful.
Yeah. I think, yeah, people thought it was time.
Yeah. Me and them both.
No, you didn't. If I went down on one knee on that beach, all them people walking by, now, when I do it, babe, it's going to be pucker.
Don't give me that.
What?
Babe. After my 30th birthday.
What?
You think I'm going to believe anything that comes out of your mouth?
No, babe, when I do it, trust me, I've got plans.
Oh, what? It'll be...
No, that's going to be like the best thing you'll ever do. And that'll be the line. That'll be like the top line. I'm not fucking around. I've waited this long. When I do it, I'm not just going to do it on any random beach. I'm going to do it like to the biggest and most best of my potential.
Bloody
where people go, shit,
sorry,
he smashed that. Like,
Okay.
Trust me, you're not gonna believe it. You're gonna shit your pants.
Okay, well, let's hope not.
I'm gonna have teams involved, people involved. Like, it's gonna be fire.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you've said it in front of
God,
witnesses.
I've got ideas. I mean, I get it a lot. Like, I'm just gonna put my slippers up, just lounging. I get it a lot where people are like, everything I post, they're like, oh, when you get put a ring on it, and I'm like, just chill. Like,
yeah,
you. In all fairness, you've never actually, we joke about it, but you've never really like forced the situation. You always said from the get-go, like, you want to just have a baby. That was your thing.
Mm.
You've never been like, I really want to get married. Like, we joke about it, but.
Yeah, I think because my parents were never married, it's not actually a big deal for me.
I also don't think that it like determines how much you like love each other. It's
yeah,
like...
and plus I want a long engagement as well, so I actually don't know how that's relevant. Actually, probably I should probably get engaged so that I can have a long engagement because I don't want to be 50 and getting married.
No, I ain't gonna be 50. I reckon next year.
Let's not put a time stamp on it because you're gonna get everyone wired up. But like, going back to that reel, I'm glad you didn't do it then because it may look pretty.
What, the BTS show?
Yeah, it may look pretty, but the BTS was just, that was what really happened. It was just full of people. We did it on a weekend.
That's
and there
were
so many people. Yeah. And Cam was getting stroppy. Actually had to calm him down and call him back.
It's because you're like, oh, right, come on, man, do this. And I'm like, there's people walking everywhere. But to be fair, you edited it very nicely. It looked like it was just us two.
You know
what?
I always do a good job.
Yeah, you do a good job.
I do. And we made a friend with a parrot.
You held a parrot.
I held a parrot.
Yeah, you did.
I thought he was going to charge me. I don't care. I was going to pay him, but he didn't charge me.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. And it was really cool. I mean, the parrot, I don't think he liked me. He was squawking at me.
Oh, sorry. I just thought of something. You know, when we first got there?
Yeah.
When we first got there, I was... I just got there and I was like, right, we just got off the plane. Em was just chilling in bed. And I was like, I'm going to have a shower. So they brought our luggage. So I thought, right, there's no one else. No one else going into the room. So Em hasn't told me.
I did. You couldn't hear anything.
All right, well, I jump out of the shower, just bollock naked, like walk straight out. And I'm like, oh, it was a good shower. And there's just some guy in the room putting down a platter of nuts and fruit. Like literally just went like that, ran back in the shower, didn't even turn the water on, just hid and waited for him to go. He didn't say anything, but he must have seen.
Yeah,
he strolled down and went, good shower. Just loving it.
You're just loving it, streaking in front of people.
Yeah,
recently.
No, he was there. That was funny. Okay, let's roll on the app. Give us the facts, babe. How
okay.
is Bubba looking? 32. Oh, wait, we should just say he is the size of a pineapple.
Yep, so 32 weeks today.
Oh, my ankle's out.
See, this is looking more relatable now.
That looks more relatable.
That looks more relatable than the tiny celeriac last week.
Good boy.
Huh? How heavy do you think that is?
That's lighter than the celeriac, but I think that's based on length.
3.7 pounds. Do you think that's 3.7 pounds?
Yeah.
Let me feel.
Grab him by the head. Oh, you look good with that.
Yeah, I.
That looks natural.
Oh, that's making my mouth water. See, that's something I'd like to get my teeth into.
What the fuck?
You know, like the flannel.
Yeah, you've never said that before. That's something
I'd like
to get my teeth
into.
It's
a craving.
What, a pineapple?
The feeling of chomping down on a wet flannel is the craving, so this could satisfy it.
I don't mind it. Like, I don't mind you eating flannels. If you want me to go out and get some like luxury white flannels,
white
like,
company can... flannels,
yeah, I'll do that for you. It's fine if that's what makes you happy. Just don't do it all the time.
So baby is now 42 centimeters long.
Shit.
Fucking hell, that's long.
Yeah, that is.
That's long.
That's a baby.
Okay, that's a baby. They're so well developed and turning into such a real little person that their fingernails are even sprouting in my womb.
Ooh. Oh.
If you go overdue, you might find that they are born with long nails and you will need to immediately trim them. Oh my God, be like me.
Oh yeah, apparently there's a secret way you've got to trim the nails. You've got to like...
I'm getting a nail file.
There's a filer.
Yeah, I'm getting a nail file.
Yeah.
Their skin is now soft and smooth as they continue to take on fat, gaining around 0.5 pounds per week.
Whoa.
It's like me.
Yeah.
Their skin is a lot less transparent and more opaque as their fat continues to develop. Oh my God, your baby is now having dreams. Scientists have discovered that babies' dreams at this stage of pregnancy and that dream sleep patterns are much the same as adults. Can you even begin to imagine what they might dream about?
I wonder if your dreams are interconnected. That would be sick. That should be a film.
So when they're awake, they are practicing all the skills that are necessary for the world, including swallowing, breathing, kicking and sucking.
Oh.
Oh my God. Your baby's ability to smell has now developed.
I wonder what it smells like in there.
But because there's no air inside the womb, your baby can't smell anything yet.
His nostrils are going to be tiny, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, okay, facts to know. Eating the placenta goes back as far as the 1500s in Chinese medicine. I had a woman contact me about freezing my placenta and putting it into capsules for me, but she's based in America, and I actually was going
to
do it.
Well, just send it to her, Royal Mail.
No, she doesn't do that. She thought I was based in America.
I'm sure there's a company in the UK that does it.
For ages, I was on her Instagram watching how she does it. It's fascinating.
Maybe we find a place.
She even seasons it.
If there's anywhere in the UK
that does...
You're not
even listening to me.
I am.
She even seasons it.
What, in the tap? That's why do you want that?
When she's frying it up.
Really?
Yeah, like a steak.
I'd eat placenta 100%.
You would, actually.
Yeah.
You would. I reckon so. If I seasoned it.
I said I'd eat human the other day. If it was served to me. No, logistically, if someone served me human and I knew that they were a good, healthy person, everything was fine, I'd try it. Of course you try it. I feel like everyone would try it. Just the intrigue of like, what does that taste like?
I have no interest in doing that.
Yeah, but like once, tick off a bucket list, isn't it? I'm not saying I want to be a cannibal at all, by the way. Let's just throw that out there. I don't believe in you should eat humans. Oh, I don't. Okay, I'm not advocating that.
Yeah.
But what?
I suppose placenta is human.
Exactly. But if I was on like I'm a Celebrity or Bush Took a Child, and they were like, "That's a little bit human," I'd be like, "Fucking yeah, let's have a bit. Let's try it. I'm down on that. Sink my teeth into that."
Oh, yeah. That's not typical.
But placenta, I would probably. What would we have it with? What
chips.
Would you have? Placenta and chips. I don't know. Maybe it's because it's you and I'd be looking at you while eating it. Not that you gross me out, but like...
Would you be looking at me and your child?
Yeah, it feels very like connected to you both.
Yeah, like very like a bit incestuous.
I feel like I'm eating your mate. But I don't know if I... Although I do think freezing it and putting it in capsules would be cool. So if there's any UK companies...
Yeah, actually, that's great.
Please
idea.
Reach out, because we want to do stuff with the placenta.
Yeah, if anyone from the UK knows of anyone...
Or if you know anyone in the UK, send them over to us and we can
check them out.
Maybe we can do it live on the podcast, a cooking show with the placenta.
Oh, yeah, because you can buy those like one pot.
Note that down, Ben. Note that down. Yeah, ready, steady, cook with placenta.
Yeah.
I can do it in the slow cooker. placenta chili.
Yeah.
I'll mash it into mince.
Oh,
fucking great.
Fuck that. So, less than 2 months to go, people. How am I feeling? I'm feeling okay. Would you say I'm doing good?
I say you're doing good. I think you actually enjoy being pregnant.
I do.
You look pregnant.
Thank you.
She's really... He's in a weird position. He's doing that thing again, isn't he?
Oh, he always sticks his ass out.
Honestly, he starts, like, you can probably see him moving there. When he moves, you can actually see him. He's like a little snake wriggling around the belly.
Yeah.
Like, I put my face on it and, like, I feel him all moving down my face.
Yeah,
it's so
cute.
Weird.
It's cute.
Yeah, it's cute.
It is cute.
You do enjoy it, though. I think, like, I've heard stories of someone that just don't like it. And it's like, they have a lot of problems mentally. And I'm very glad that you've just enjoyed the journey and that you have been very positive and just...
I haven't even been that hormonal, like, really.
Nah, you've been, I think, before, you're a bit better now. I think you've had a reset. But before we went away, fucking hell, you were raggy. So M has started, like, snoring so loud.
No, right, actually, that is one of the things I'm experiencing during pregnancy.
Snoring.
It's because I'm getting cramps and it's called itchy legs, and you get it when you're pregnant. And it's just when you can't, like, it's just basically what it says on the tin. Like, you feel like your whole inside of your legs are itching, so you're just trying to wriggle around to stop them itching. I'm getting cramps. So this is why I think I'm snoring.
She starts off kind of like puffing air out of her face, like...
That's because I'm in pain.
No, but you're asleep.
No, but I'm not actually sleeping.
Like last night I checked on her because she was going... I was like, what's she doing? It's like she's struggling for air. And then when she's fully gone, she starts with a... That's how loud it is.
No, that's ridiculous.
Last night, honestly, my fucking pillow was vibrating.
I've told you, if there's no video, there's no proof.
I put my earplugs in, it rammed them so hard into my ears last night. I was led there and I was like, I think I'm going to sleep in the other room, which I might tonight, I'm not sure. I don't want to leave you, but...
Oh, just give me some of your mouth tape to try.
Yeah, but you'll burst it open with that first... Honestly, that won't stay on your mouth for a second. You puff that straight out. Now we're talking, baby. So So first off, thank you all for sending in your messages. We're always very appreciative of you interacting with us and the podcast. So I've got one from Anna. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm bloody ready.
When I was younger, I went to a big Christmas gathering with all of our family and I got stuck with my great granddad. I didn't know him very well and it felt so awkward. Okay. There was such silence in the room to make up for it. I just screamed, "My auntie, she's pregnant." She'd planned a nice reveal to tell the whole family and I ruined it completely. They arranged a surprise with bows and dolls and I blurted a secret out to everyone. They made sure I wasn't in the know when they announced that they were expecting the second child 4 years later. So that's like me and you being like, planning a whole gender reveal and someone blurting out to the entire family.
Oh, that's annoying.
That's, I'd hate that person.
Oh, that's so annoying.
I'd hate them. I'd kick them out. I'd be like, there's fucking no need for that.
Oh, there's always one person.
I'm not going to lie, Anna. I'm not supporting you on this. That was just, like, it's just your great granddad. What's he going to do? Do you know what I mean? Just, like, suck it up.
It's kind of like me, though. You know, when I blurt stuff out of awkwardness.
I mean, you're terrible with secrets.
Everyone says this, and I'm not.
It's commonly known that you run your mouth.
I hate that when you say that because
I hate that. Yeah, it's because you go to these events and you're like, what you do is you like, so if I find out that like someone in the industry has like slept with someone else or this, like you love it. And you go to an industry event, you're like, oh, guess what Cam told me. And like, that hasn't come from me. And then it comes back at me and I've had a few people.
So what? If people want to slag around, it's not my fault.
Yeah, but you're supposed to keep secrets. If I say to you something like, you can't tell anyone, all of a sudden I then go to an event and be like, oh, sorry, mate, I can't tell you because Em's your girlfriend. That happens.
Oh, what? Are we living in the 1800s where women can't speak?
Right, yeah, pull that card.
Anyway, back to the point. I was able to keep my pregnancy a secret.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we were quite good. I mean, I didn't even tell my family, your family.
We didn't tell anyone.
We only told our families a few days before telling the world.
Yeah, we told them on Christmas. Oh, our parents knew. Mum, Dad and your mum knew.
Yeah.
So that was it.
Yeah,
We kept it from everyone.
Yeah, we did. We kept a big secret. See, this is what I mean. I'm good at keeping secrets.
And I guess one of the big secrets that you're keeping at the minute is the name of your baby.
Yeah, exactly. And that's another huge secret we're keeping, the name
of
the baby.
Yeah, we decided we're just not going to say it because people have too much to say on baby names. And it's just that I feel like we're allowed something to keep to ourselves. We've shared this whole journey and I think it's just one thing that we're just going to keep to ourselves.
Well, obviously, we will tell people eventually.
Oh, yeah, when the baby's born, but like, yeah, no, I think up until that point.
Yeah, the main reason I'm not sharing the name is because I can't be asked for people to give their opinion.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you're not going to have everyone like any name, so what's the point?
Yeah, and I'll get quite protective of it. And
yeah, exactly.
Because that's the name now.
All you need to know is that it's sentimental, so you can't say shit.
Begins with X.
Does it?
Yeah. Throw him off the scent.
Begins with X.
Or
rhymes with.
Rhymes with.
No, that's not. Let's not.
No, we'll leave that one.
No, but it does begin with no.
No.
No. No. We have to wait and find out. Only 2 more months to go.
All right. Boom, 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 boom.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So we have now got a guest on. I think the guest that I've been most excited to have on, because this is an area that I'm fascinated with and I want to try and improve as much as possible. We've got Heidi from Positively Parenthood, who is a sleep coach. She's going to tell us all about how to better our sleep during those first few difficult months and also the baby sleep and how to master that.
Oh, wow. Sounds like heaven.
So, Heidi, thank you very much for coming on.
Pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Frank.
Apart from I did not get the memo on the PJ
situation. I do apologise. It was a last minute.
It was a last minute lazy decision.
But you look great.
I'm very excited to have you on because I love sleep. And when I get lack of sleep, my whole like mental state is different. Like get quite depressed, quite low, quite like irrational. I get a little brain fog when I'm tired. So I generally am.
Not to mention moody.
So I think it's really important that you've already, in the first minute, pointed out mental health because that is massively impacted by sleep. And what's happening is really hard because parents are being told, like, it's normal for your baby to wake up, how many times, just, you know, get on with it, see it through 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. And I think that actually is quite sometimes a dangerous message for parents because they're like, well, I'm trying my best to be a parent. By the way, you're never going to be a bad dad, even on no sleep.
Okay, thank you.
Promise. But the point is, like, it doesn't have to be terrible. And actually where I come from is like, there's so much that you can do from the beginning to help your baby sleep well. So there's loads we can do. And if you know that you prioritize sleep, let's talk about sleep and how to help the baby. So I would say just do what you can now to get the sleep in.
Really?
Hot bath, whatever you need to do, but just, yeah, relax, because when baby arrives...
not going to be none of that.
How are you going to do it? Share it?
Well,
share the load? Have you talked about this?
We have, actually.
I've sort of wrote a system.
Yeah, we've decided that shift work is going to be the best for us. So, like,
fine.
So I'm going to do 9 till 3.
No.
PM?
P.S. No, so 9 p.m.
No,
to 3
a.m. I'm doing 9 till 3.
Okay.
That's my shift.
No, you're not. You're night owl.
I don't want to do the other one. No, I said
Cam,
I have 9 to 3.
We agree on this.
9 to 3.
Everyone does things differently, but my approach is very much like put stuff into place from the beginning. My children have slept through 7 till 7 from 4 months and 6 months.
Oh, wow.
And that's that. And that is not even by leaving them to cry. Not once.
I was going to say, is that a technique
this,
of yours?
No. This is a big controversial topic that I see on, like, on social media quite a bit, in terms of you've got one half that says, let them cry. That's kind of the way they used to be. And then you've got the other half that say, no, every time they make a sound, you should be up and you should be attending.
The thing is, I can't even hear, I wouldn't be able to listen to my dog barking, let alone my child crying. So
is there like... Yeah.
But that's fine. And I think the leaving to cry thing, it's such a massive thing on social media. But the point is, like, it doesn't have to be black or white. It's not like close the door and leave them forever or just be up every hour. It can be all the stuff in between.
There's like an in-between, like...
100% in-between. So, for example, like, in my book that's recently come out, I talk all about...
Oh, yeah, we have that here. Yeah. This is great. It's
everything that last week. So that's like your guide to the first 4 months. And what it goes through is there's no leaving to cry. It's all about comfort levels. So if you have a baby who is not comfortable, they've got tummy ache, they've got wind, let's do some winding.
Oh, okay.
If they've got wind, they're not going to sleep. Okay, so one of the biggest secrets to newborn sleep is if you don't wind them properly, are you going to breast bottle feed? You know? You don't
I
know?
Want to breast.
You want to breastfeed?
Yeah, I want to breastfeed.
So let's say you fed Frank.
Hi, Frank.
You want to make sure that before they go to sleep, you wind them. Okay, so one of my favourite positions is cup the sort of chin so it's not flopping down. And then you do just sort of wiggle over the palm of your hand like this.
Oh.
Little burps come up and you give a little pat, a little rub up and down like that. That's one position. You can just do obviously classic, like over the shoulder. Yeah.
I've seen one where they let on their back and you do with the legs.
The legs up and down. And even just this one, he's so heavy. But when you pass him to someone else, the reason when like mum passes to dad and the baby goes, but it's not because dad's magic. It's because they've got a straight spine and it allows the gas and bubbles to come up. Wind is so important, and one of the main reasons why you won't be able to put your baby down is because there's wind and it's stuck. Have you ever had like indigestion, wind, bloating?
Yeah.
You don't sleep.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable. But we can go, okay, we'll take some whatever, Gaviscon, or we'll lay on our front and do some farts or whatever. Like we know how to do that as adults. Babies don't, and they're just helpless on their backs and then they cry. And then you go, oh, they don't like their Moses basket. But actually there's normally just something going on with them. So it's just working them out. So winding is really important.
I've seen some people say, like, you know, you want to kind of get your child into your kind of pattern. So if we wind down at 8, the baby winds down with us. Am I also right in saying, so I've always thought this, in terms of the baby, if it's like waking up and it's got kind of bad habits, can the parents sometimes encourage bad habits? Can we create those habits? Or is that...
Yeah, that's a good question. So I don't talk about them in terms of bad habits because I think that says something is bad. And actually, you've probably got friends, I've got friends who like really happy, waking every hour, feeding, co-sleeping, like whatever works, right? So I always say your family, your way. Okay. Whatever works for you, works for you. If you want a baby who does do that like 11, 12 hours at nighttime, eventually what you'll probably want to move towards is... kind of working on what we call settling to sleep. So how they settle to sleep. So Frank's tired, he needs to go for a nap. Working towards putting him down in his little crib or cot, whatever you're going to have, and letting him like look around, chat, 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 and then fall asleep on his own. That's not newborn stage, but as they get a bit older, you can start to practice that.
Okay.
If they can do that, what you're talking about is at nighttime when they come, sort of you'll know about sleep cycles because you're clearly a sleep buff already, but when they come into light sleep, if they can settle on their own, they'll settle back off without needing you.
Okay.
If they're always rocked or fed or whatever, quite often they'll need that in the nighttime, which is not a bad thing. if you want to do that, yeah. honestly, but if you don't want to do that, then you will move towards settling slowly. And again, it's not about leaving them to cry.
So with a yeah. Bedside crib, we're looking at one that rocks itself. Should mm-hmm. we not do that?
You can do that in the beginning. But, yeah, okay. if you
but,
want to,
but wean off that.
Just, yeah. I think it's so hard with sleep. There are so many products that they try and sell you that are like, yeah, you know, it does everything for you. But all you kind of need to know is like a little bit of knowledge, a baby.
I said this to you. I was like, I feel like that bedside crib's doing too much. Like yeah. we, you know, our parents didn't have that.
That's true. I mean, yeah, there's a lot. That's the thing. There's a lot of products. And I'm like, the one thing I'm looking at the moment is a lot of people recommend like white noise kind of speakers.
Yeah, white noise
things.
Is great. Yeah, white noise, pink noise. Good. Yeah, yeah, 100%. Yeah. So in utero, like noise of your placenta whooshing around, so baby's really used to noise, and obviously like this is a bit different because it's a studio, but at home it's the noises are a lot sharper and there's a lot louder noises. So if you can play white noise when they're sleeping, pink that noise whichever.
When do we do white and when do we do pink?
So white noise is kind of what we've all used. Pink noise is coming out as maybe potentially a bit better now, so it's one of those things that develops over time, but essentially some kind of device that plays some kind of yeah. noise
yeah.
might be quite useful.
Yeah. I get a bit flustered because I'm like, okay, what do I need, what do we not need?
I honestly would just say, if you can, invest in good quality help.
Yeah.
And a crib, that's kind of all you need. Maybe some swaddles. I meant to bring a swaddle so you could practice.
I was hoping for that because we need, I don't know. I really want to do it, but I don't know how.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I need to have a swaddle.
So I'll come back and show you, but also you can buy those little zip up ones with the little arms. Like,
we've seen them. They look so ugly.
So
is
they're
that,
so cute.
Is that what I was going to ask you? So like, I've seen a lot, like, the more the kind of baby feels like it's enclosed, like apparently big spaces when they're trying to sleep.
Yeah, when the arms are flapping.
Yeah, because if you think about it, they're used to being like this, right? And then all of a sudden they're like that.
Yeah.
And some babies will sleep better, but actually most babies that I come into contact with will do better with swaddling. And then you'll get rid of the swaddle before like 3 months or so. So it's not a long time thing. Then you go for the little sleeping bags.
Oh, we've got
really
one of those. I was very confused. We saw it at the baby expo. I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
Like this big sack. Yeah. And then I was like, what do we do with this?
Yeah.
So that's after the swaddle.
Yeah, that's after the swaddle. And also, you know, in the first few weeks, months, whatever, hopefully you'll be chilling after the birth, the baby will just sleep on you. Like, you can't, although we've talked about like routine and things you can do and having a baby who sleeps for like significant amounts of time at night and stuff, actually in the beginning it'll be loads of contact naps and just chill, yeah. Netflix and chill in a different kind of way.
So I've heard a lot of parents speak about like a sleep plan. Is that something we need to implement from the get-go, or is that once we know our baby's like kind of routines and what he's doing, then we would like reach out to you and be like, help?
So I would say first 6 weeks, just do whatever you need to do, right? Whether that's co-sleep, contact nap. You might not want to have the baby in the bed, I don't know, but you can't spoil a baby. You can't get it wrong. You can't have bad habits, okay? So just go with the flow. And that might be, I really need to put this baby down because I need a break and I need to do some content or whatever. Or it might be like, I love having the baby attached to me in a sling, carry, or whatever else. So do that. Come 6 weeks, hopefully feeding's established. So you might, I don't know, breastfeed, combi feed, who knows? But then you can start to think about, okay, well, how do we then start to work on sleep? So that's when you start to do like practice naps, I call them. So you pick one nap a day, so like the first nap of the day, and you go,
I'm good with that.
You might nap too, but ultimately it's about sort of practicing. So, you know, little baby, swaddle it up, sing it a little song, nice little cuddle, and then just try and put them down. They have to obviously be in the same room as you for the first 6 months, but try and put them down in their basket or co-sleeper, see what happens, put the white noise on, close the curtains, just start practicing. If you do that from early on, not day two, but like week 5, 6, 7, they get used to going, oh, this is nice. I fall asleep here. This is calm. This is my sleep environment. They get used to it. So you don't have to get to 5, 6 months and go, I've never been put down. Mm. I don't know what to do, because they're in that pattern.
Yeah.
So it's all about practice. There's no like forcing them to do it. If they won't go down, fine. Contact nap, go for a walk, pram, sling, whatever. But small steps in the right direction, and also making sure that they're comfortable, which is key.
So we saw a fact the other day. I just want to know realistically what we're up for. Apparently in the first year with a newborn, you're looking at around an average 4.5 hours sleep a night.
I would say that would apply for the first maybe few months.
Oh. I could do that.
But and really honestly, like, it depends what time you go to bed. So yeah. You've got it now. Like, if you go to bed early and bank those hours before midnight, the rest of it becomes a bit easier.
Yeah.
If you stay up until like the last wake at 11, 12 and then go to bed, obviously you're in trouble. So I would say that would apply for the first 3-4 months.
Oh, fine.
If you don't do anything, it might go on till, you know, I speak to clients who have year-old babies who have 2-3 hours a night's sleep. If you do lots of lovely things to shape their sleep and you make them comfortable and feeding's going well,
they're winded,
all good, then honestly, like I said, from 6 months, you can be getting like 7-8 hours straight at night time.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to do everything, because 4.5 hours sleep, I will be a mess of a man.
I always think 5 hours is the cutoff point where, like, if you've had less than five, you're basically screwed.
Yeah.
Anything more than 5 minutes, you can just function. You can survive.
Anything less than 8.5 and I'm gone.
Yeah.
I'm like a 9. I need 9. Yeah. That's me. Yeah. So it's going to be, yeah.
The first few months, don't get me wrong, even if you do everything, like in that book, for example, they have to wake every, like, let's say on average, every three hours, maybe four, maybe two, but quite frequently.
Okay.
But by 4 or 5 months, there's no reason, we can't move towards 5, 6, 7 hour stretches. So.
And the thing is, because we're new parents, every sound they make, we're going to be like, so. Yeah.
So that's interesting. So in France, they call it la pause, pausing. So there's something called la pause where when you hear your baby, and you may or may not be terrible at this, but when you hear them snuffle, make a noise, don't go straight to them. Obviously, they're right next to you anyway. Give them a minute. If they cry, fine, pick them up, but wait for that snuffly noise, because babies make noise in their sleep.
Yeah.
And what most new parents do is they go, okay, gotta feed you. And actually, all they were doing was like snuffling and stirring through sleep cycles, and they'll go back off again.
And then what
you've done is gone, okay, I'm gonna feed you again, put more milk in your tummy, make you more windy.
And they might have just carried on sleeping.
Exactly.
Okay. Oh, like so that kind pause.
Of la pause basically means just wait a minute, see what happens. And it's really interesting, actually, because I'm stereotyping, but loads of my French clients have brilliant sleeping babies.
So obviously, as a dad, I can't be doing the breastfeeding. And most of the time, obviously, when the baby wakes up, they'll need feeding. As what would your advice be to dads? Just one, help the baby sleep, help their own sleep, and help the partner sleep, I'd say is, yeah.
Yeah, so I think you've already kind of got it nailed. For example, I did like all of the nights for all three of my children. No offense to my husband, I love him, but not great.
What, you
like,
just didn't trust him?
No. I trusted him, but he just wouldn't / didn't. I don't really know why. I won't go into it. But
So
you've already kind of got it sus, because if you're going to split the night, then you're at least going to bank, we're talking about that 5 hour sleep, you're at least going to bank some sleep.
Yeah.
So that's a massive thing in itself. Like there, with respect, there are a lot of dads who won't do that.
Mm.
More will now, but there are a lot who won't. So that's already ideal, okay?
Well, if it's an option for me to not, I'll
absolutely
fucking
not.
If we have an option B.
Should have gone that way. then also you can think about, like, do you do a night feed? So you might want to do like a pump and then get some milk in a bottle and then give it to baby. So you essentially still do the feed, but just before you go to sleep. So your supply is still there, but you keep that feed and you feed the baby. So there's a longer stretch where you can sleep.
Yeah.
That's a really good thing to do as well. And then just generally, like in the daytime, if you're knackered, then you can just be like, go for a nap. It's fine. I'll take the baby.
Run me a bath.
Yeah. I think that's the main thing. I just thought about this then, like single parents, must be so difficult. Had to have no one else to like take that other shift or support you. Like I take my hat off to single parents, because that's insane. But I think my main thing is just going to be, is just working as a team.
If you could narrow down the most important piece of advice from your book, what would it be?
There's so much golden stuff in it. I would say, to be honest, I can give you all the advice in the world. I can tell you're going to have a sleeping baby. But for me, it's about following your gut instincts. So we're talking about routines. We're talking about you guys love your sleep. You want a sleeping baby. If baby arrives and you're like, actually, I want to co-sleep and contact naps, and that's all I want to do, follow your gut. Like there's no shoulds, there's no bad habits, and that's really important. So at every step of the way in the book, I cover like the first few weeks, the first few months, the 4 month sleep regression, all that stuff. I always in every chapter have said, but what do you want to do? Here are your options. There's no judgment. It's just full of like love and kindness and
no
just
right or
seeing
wrong.
You through. Exactly. Yeah. And that's so important, because sleep is different for everyone. And actually, I think I know which way it's going to go for you guys. And I think you'll have a great little sleeper.
Well, I think it's going to go.
No, I think you'll be really practical.
Yeah.
And this is the thing, like, people assume that babies who sleep through and have routines, they kind of just think, well, you must have just left them to cry. I have three brilliant sleepers. I've never left them to cry. This is the point. Like, if you want good sleep, it doesn't mean that you don't have a great parenting style or attachment or whatever. You can be as responsive and loving as you possibly want to be, but you can still have sleep.
Yeah.
And that's
sounds like an absolute dream.
Oh, you've given me so
honestly
much confidence.
So,
yeah.
You've given me hope.
There is hope.
Oh, you hear that, Frank? There's hope. Oh, we didn't show Heidi our lullaby.
Oh, she's missed out.
She did miss out
big time.
I had no idea there was so much, you know, science behind a baby sleeping.
Oh, sleep is massive.
So I'm so glad to, you know some tips and tricks of the trade.
Yeah, I'm going to message her, but I need your number.
I need you to come round now.
Want to live with us? Go on. Dare you?
You want to be our night nurse?
Yeah.
Oh, is it night nurse or night nanny?
She'd be a great night nanny.
She would be a great nanny.
Yeah, thank you, Heidi, for informing us. And hopefully it's helped some other people out there that are curious or that are pregnant and curious about sleep, how that works.
Yeah.
All parents that are now going through what we're about to go through and need just help and advice on how to get the baby
some direction.
Because that's why we do this. We want to help you guys. We are helping the community.
Yeah. We're givers.
We are givers. Welcome to my favourite segment, Itty Bitty Baby Food Tiny Titty Committee. Today we've got
rogue,
this one, veggie and salmon pie from Tesco. An organic blend of potato, root vegetables, salmon and milk with little lumps for chewing. And after that they've put yummy. Salmon and milk with little lumps for chewing. Yummy.
Oh no, I feel sick.
Get me involved. Ooh. Get me involved. Ooh.
Is it, what colour is it? Is it pink?
Oh, it stinks of fish.
What colour is it? Squeeze it out.
Oh, it stinks of fucking rotten nun.
Why are you closing it? Let me smell. Let me see.
Oh, it's fucking hums. Smells,
rah, with
it
the
smells
mark.
Really fishy.
Voila. Check. Oh.
Rotten nun.
It smells like dead people.
Nun. Dead people and rotten nunny. Let's have a try. Oh. Daddy'll try first.
See, when Cam gags, that's how I know it's bad. He eats anything.
Oh, that's so bad.
See, how can I expect a baby to eat that? A baby's not going to want to eat that.
My breath's oh my God, she's good. I've got to sit next to her. I'm going to stink of fish. That hums. You've got to bring your nose. You've got to try it.
Oh,
that is so fishy. Oh, the little lumps aren't as yummy as they made out.
For it.
Do it. You've got to get more than that.
Fuck that. Oh my God.
I'm giving that a 1 out of 10. That's the worst one by far. So
yeah,
like, so far, that's the worst one.
Fuck.
There's no need to put salmon. There's no need to mush up fish.
I bet that's not even wild caught salmon.
Bet it's not.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in once again. You can follow our socials, Now We're Talking Baby.
On YouTube as well, Now We're Talking Baby.
Yeah, well, that's what I said, our socials.
What you did.
Is YouTube not socials?
It is technically, sorry. I ruined your outro.
Well, no, we can still continue.
Go on.
If you guys have any questions, queries, you want to moan about anything, you're pregnant, you know, you've got something you want to share, then please do write in. We love hearing your stories and we love reading them.
And where can they write in, Em?
And you can write in at
nwtb@jampotproductions.co.uk.
Okay, nwtb@jampotproductions.co.uk.
Or at our socials at Now We're Talking Baby.
Or, as I said, at our socials at Now We're Talking Baby.
Great outro. Thank you. Smashed
I'm
it.
Sure you can cut that up,
you
can't
smashed
you?
It.
Yeah.
You have to cut that, but yeah, you did great.
Yeah, thank you.
Now we're talking baby.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.